with taking a look at the concerns that Latinos have about their place in America under Trump. As it turns out, individual experiences of discrimination notwithstanding, the survey finds that Hispanics are overwhelmingly proud of their heritage. I like that. 97% of Hispanics are proud of their heritage. 84% also express pride in being American. I gotta tell you, I find that remarkable. You think about the huge numbers of African Americans, the huge numbers of Latinos, the huge numbers of the great majorities of Muslim Americans who are honest enough to talk about the challenges that we face as Americans. And certainly there's no question that our challenges are greater than the challenges of the white community. But even with that, majorities in each of these communities, yours truly included, glad to be Americans. Glad to be Americans. Asked if they'd do it again today, 70% of Hispanics born in another country or in Puerto Rico said that they would migrate or leave Puerto Rico for the U.S. 70%. Despite some of the emotional, mental hardships, etc., they would leave to come to the United States. 85% also continue to see the U.S. as a better place to get ahead. 73% see the U.S. as a better place to raise children than their countries of origin or Puerto Rico. We've been hearing about some of the tremendous hardships of for families in Puerto Rico. But we've also been hearing, you know, recently, particularly since those last two huge storms hit Puerto Rico. And there was so much avoidable delay in getting adequate support and assistance to them. I think many of us began to learn some things about everyday hardships in Puerto Rico that we did not know about. Certainly, there were some great things happening there too. But everyday hardships. We know about grave hardships experienced by and endured by people of Haiti. And who has forgotten about what was happening in Colombia for years and years and years, when the drug cartels were really just ruling the roost and life so difficult for so many individuals and families. I mean, really, really rough. I think harder than most Americans could imagine. But even with that, you know, they get here and meet with discrimination, hatred, hostility. The good news is that's only part of the picture, because I mentioned to you a little earlier, there are Hispanics who have said that they have received support from non-Hispanics. There are Hispanics who are getting jobs, and not just the jobs that no one else wants either. There are Hispanics who are being moved up the corporate ladder. It's not all bad. And of course, when you have Hispanic business owners who are doing exceptionally well, and other Hispanics who may not be there, but they're hearing about them, they're reading about them, they know that they have someone who looks like them, someone of their ethnic heritage and background who they can relate to and therefore aspire to be like. You can understand why many are saying they had to do it all over again. They would leave their country of origin. They would leave Puerto Rico to come to the U.S. 73% many of whom have fled their countries of origin, are saying that the U.S. is still a better place to raise their children. 85% still see the U.S. as a better place to get ahead. So, ladies and gentlemen, of all ethnicities, I am not just addressing the white community. You have many, many members of the white community who are largely responsible for helping a lot of the Hispanics make the progress that they've made. I want to encourage people of all ethnicities to reach out to the Hispanics and help them realize more of their dreams. Help them help their children realize more of their dreams. I understand that we've got to do something about this whole matter of some Hispanics being here illegally. But that's not the whole picture. And not only that, but, you know, with America's wealth just growing exponentially like it is, I mean, the wealth that we have here is amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, you think about all the money that our largest corporations have. You think about the wealth that this nation has overall. Believe me when I say, we are not hurting financially by any stretch of the imagination. Now, we have people, true enough, who are making bad decisions that are designed to make the income gap, the wealth gap, wider and wider and wider. The problem is not that we don't have enough money to go around. The problem is that we don't have enough decision makers spreading that money fairly. But the money is here. One report that I've read says that as of the first quarter of 2014, America's net worth was at least $123.8 trillion. The net worth as of 2014, and ladies and gentlemen, you can believe that in the 4 years since then, it has grown. As of the first quarter in 2014, one report says America's net worth, $123.8 trillion. I'm telling you, the money is here to take care of immigrants who would be legalized, become American citizens, and working here, helping to do what many are already doing. And some of you heard Kent Annan share this with us when he spoke about the real numbers, which indicate that when immigrants are here, they're doing the work that they're doing. Our economy actually does better because of it. On the local level, all the way up to the national level, does better. Let's reach out. Help someone. All right. Be back in a few. Can we go on?